Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. In Acts chapter 3, Peter and John are on the way up to the temple at about 3 o'clock. They see a fellow by the gate, beautiful, and you've heard the story so many times before. He couldn't walk, he's never walked, and so he's begging for help. And as he does that, Peter reaches out with his right hand and helps him up, and the man can walk for the first time in his life. Now, when you hear that, you recognize that this beggar was asking for silver or gold, and what Peter says is, I don't have either of those, but what I do have, I give you. And he reaches out and says, in the name of Jesus the Lord, stand up and walk. And the man does. You know, the beautiful thing about this story is that we can find ourselves like Peter, or we can find ourselves like the beggar. The beggar had no choice but to beg and ask for money because he couldn't walk, he couldn't run, he couldn't feel anything in his legs. Somebody had to carry him. He was one of those people in desperate need of hearing a fresh word from the Lord, but he was asking for all the wrong things. We might be like him, or we might be like Peter. And even though he was probably running late to get to the church at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he stopped to help this man, and he did so in the name of Jesus. Join me in today's prayer as we prepare to meditate. God, as you put blind beggars, as you put together quadriplegic beggars, as you put spiritual beggars, financial beggars into our life today, Lord, anybody and everybody of any need inside our life that intersects with us today, let us step up like Peter did in Acts chapter 3 and step out in faith and serve you, that others might be blessed as we have been blessed with your presence, your power, your peace, and your direction. Now, my friend, let's draw a couple of deep breaths to prepare ourselves to meditate. Let's breathe. Let's take one more. And now with quietude and solitude, just let your muscles fall at ease. Your facial muscles go from tense to just letting them fall to peace. Slow your mind, still your soul, and listen to the voice of God as he gives you peace and power, direction, that we might be like Peter and John that day, and as we see people cross our paths, we would desire to meet those needs in the name of Jesus. I want to give you a couple of moments. Just be still and hear from the Lord. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a couple of moments. Well, the beautiful thing about this story is that at the end of the story, they've gone all the way to the temple with this fellow, and all the people in verse 9 says they saw him walking and heard him praising God. Friend, what a beautiful thing when our meditation leads us to an extraordinary outcome. I know it can happen, and I believe it will in your life today. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.